This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. At least four people have been killed, 17 remain missing after the most powerful typhoon to hit Japan in decades paralyzed Tokyo, flooding rivers and putting millions under evacuation warnings before plowing up the northeastern coast. Authorities lifted rain and flood warnings for the Kanto region around Tokyo before dawn Sunday, but imposed them on areas further north after the typhoon blasted through the capital. Millions of people have been warned to leave their homes because of the dangers of floods and landslides. Yasushi Kajihara is with the Japan Meteorological Agency, saying that the intensity of the rain is something that they've never experienced. It's highly likely that the landslides and flood watch areas might be already experiencing some type of disaster. Authorities are keeping a close watch on Fukushima, where Tokyo Electric Power Company reported irregular readings from sensors monitoring water and its nuclear plant, which was crippled by the 2011 earthquake and tsunami. Turkey's military made gains in northern Syria Saturday.
Turkey's military says it's captured the Syrian border town of Ras Al Ain. It represents Turkey's most significant gain to date as its offensive against the Kurds entered a fourth day. Meanwhile, the main Kurdish-led group in northern Syria is calling on its allies to close Syrian airspace to Turkish warplanes. The Syrian Democratic Forces did not directly name the U.S., but the FDS was the main U.S. ally in the fight against the Islamic State group. The SDF says we don't want them to send their soldiers to the front lines and put their lives in danger, but calls closing the airspace something they can do easily and a moral responsibility. The Turkish push comes days after President Trump cleared the way by pulling back U.S. forces from the area. I'm Ben Thomas.
And this is VOA News. U.S. President Trump continued to defend the decision to pull U.S. troops out of northeastern Syria, a decision which spurred Turkey's cross-border offensive. Speaking at the annual Values Voter Summit, the president said there was no reason for U.S. troops to stay in the region indefinitely.
The Kurds are tending to leave, and that's good. Let them have their borders. But I don't think our soldiers should be there for the next 50 years guarding a border between Turkey and Syria when we can't guard our own borders at home. I don't think so.
The president also repeated his threat of imposing economic sanctions against Turkey if, in his words, they don't meet their commitments. Last week, Mr. Trump withdrew some of the U.S. forces fighting alongside Kurdish militias in the fight against the Islamic State group. Kurdish groups have called the move a stab in the back. President Trump says that he doesn't know Lev Parnas and Igor Fruman, the two Soviet-born associates of his personal lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, who were indicted on charges of campaign finance violation Thursday. Records suggest the two do have some history as donors to pro-Trump Republican campaigns and that they have also been recruited to dig up political dirt on Trump's Democratic rivals. On Thursday, shortly after prosecutors announced the indictment of Fruman and Parnas, along with two others, three House of Representatives committees leading the inquiry into President Trump subpoenaed the two men for documents related to the investigation. Firefighters have made progress containing wind-driven wildfires in the western U.S. state of California that claimed at least one life, destroyed and damaged dozens of structures, and forced the evacuation of tens of thousands of people. Los Angeles Fire Department Captain Brandon Silverman said Saturday morning the blaze in Los Angeles County has been 19% contained overnight thanks to slightly cooler temperatures and lighter winds. The blaze damaged or destroyed at least 31 structures, including homes. The fire, located in the San Fernando Valley in northwestern Los Angeles County, was only 13% contained Friday. An informal summit between Chinese President Xi Jinping and Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi got off to a quiet start Friday as the two leaders shook hands and visited three ancient monuments in a coastal town in southern India. Modi welcomed Xi in front of the seaside temples where the two sat for a photo opportunity and informal talks. Xi arrived 2 days after he reiterated strong diplomatic backing for India's arch rival Pakistan, which has opposed New Delhi's actions in Kashmir. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.